With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Northwoods Pride Festival is set for June 29th at Nicolet College in Rhinelander. Organizers say it's a day of festivities for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer community and allies. Ken Kroll has more.
Northwoods Pride Committee member Don Schindhelm says Nicolet College Rainbow Hodags is sponsoring the event.
Now, this is the third annual Northwoods Pride Festival that the purpose is to raise awareness about LGBTQ people living in northern Wisconsin and to promote acceptance in society. And it actually commemorates this year's the 50th anniversary of what they call the Stonewall Riots.
The Stonewall Riots were a series of spontaneous violent demonstrations by members of the LGBT community against a police raid that began in the early morning hours of June 28, 1969 at the Stonewall Inn in New York. Schindhelm says June has become known as Pride Month around the world. The event is scheduled from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. He says there will be family activities and games, live acoustic music, a DJ, a community resource fair, a silent auction, and a drag show. Food and beverage vendors will be Trigg's Smokehouse, along with Rhinelander Brewing Company. He says area churches friendly to the LGBTQ are also attending to show acceptance.
Allies are very important to us. And when people who go to these festivals see so many people there, many of them being allies, there's a feeling of acceptance in the air. And it's kind of overwhelming, and it's very encouraging for them to feel that they are part of the community and that people accept them.
Sponsors of the third annual Northwoods Pride Festival include Rhinelander Honda, Associated Bank, and Northwoods Gardener. For more information, go to nicoletcollege.edu/Northwoods Pride. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
A once common and now threatened sign of summer has returned, and they could use your help. Monarch butterflies have arrived in Wisconsin after a 1,000-mile journey from the southern U.S. and are looking for milkweed to lay their eggs on. A coalition dedicated to conserving monarchs is asking residents to provide more habitat. Paul Skowinski of Stevens Point co-chairs a Wisconsin Monarch Committee. He says after the long journey north, the monarchs are looking for milkweed to feed and lay their eggs. Skowinski says the decline in the population is alarming.
So over the last 20 years or so, the population's gone from about 18 hectares worth of overwintering butterflies down to about 2.5. The monarch overwintering population in Mexico is measured in the size of the area that the butterflies inhabit. So a hectare is about 2.5 acres worth of space.
The decline is thought to be from habitat loss, partially caused by the expansion of agricultural land, eliminating needed habitat. Skowinski says everyone can help out to restore populations.
The goal for Wisconsin is 120 million new stems of milkweed over the next 20 years. Stem of milkweed is not necessarily an individual plant. One plant can produce many stems. And that can be accomplished by somebody certainly planting a prairie of many acres if they want, or anybody with just a tiny piece of land can plant just a few plants of milkweed and a few flowers and make a huge difference for the monarchs.
The Wisconsin Monarch Collaborative recently released their 20-year roadmap, which contains voluntary goals that individuals, agencies, and partners can use to help support monarch populations in Wisconsin. We have a link to the collaborative study at WXPR.org. A new study from the U.S. Department of Commerce and the National Endowment for the Arts shows that Wisconsin's creative industries have a $9.7 billion annual economic impact and support over 94,000 jobs statewide. The analysis tracks the annual economic impact of arts and cultural production from 35 industries, both commercial and nonprofit. Executive Director of a leading arts lobby in Wisconsin, Art Wisconsin, says she hopes this will be the data necessary to get legislators to take funding the creative economy seriously. Ann Katz says nationally there's more than $800 billion in economic impact. She says with the nearly $10 billion impact, it tops some of the state's well-known industries.
That means that the arts sector in Wisconsin is larger than the papermaking sector, the beer industry, and the biotech industry. So that's reason to celebrate.
Katz says if you want to see the economic growth firsthand, all you need to do is look in the Northwoods, where arts and creative enterprises have sprung up in Rhinelander, Minocqua, Eagle River, Land O'Lakes, and other places. The Student Loan Refinancing Task Force plans to hold at least three more roundtable meetings before passing on recommendations to the governor next year. The task force met in La Crosse last week, hearing from people who are saddled with student loan debt. Wisconsin State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski told the group she had $75,000 in student loan debt at 9% interest. Task force members say the average Wisconsin student has $30,000 in student loan debt when they graduate. Our forecast today, mostly sunny with a high near 74. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 50. Tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms, and a high near 71. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.